He was in the news 3 days. First, because it was suspicious. Second, because, like, we don't know, his dog died too. How'd the dog die? This is what they're feeding you as news. That, this is, wow, this dude is shaking this whole country by the ankles, upside down, him and his criminal friends, sorting through all the change that they get out of our pockets by turning us upside down and shaking us by our ankles. You know. And you can say, well, why don't the, and the thing is too, why don't the other side, why don't they do something? Why don't they fight? They don't know how. Democrats don't know how really how to fight. You know why? Because we go high when they go low. And I'll tell you what, every time you go high, when someone goes low, you lose. That's how the world works. This is how this country works. If you're nice to somebody that's mean, and you expect that mean person to be nice to you, you are a fool. You are a fool if you think that that mean person you're being nice to, you could say it's like tolerance and intolerance and this, that, but I'm just looking at straight, like, you know, like petting a doggy. I'll pet this doggy. Grr, that doggy's mean. Well, you know what? You stop petting the dog. You stop petting him because he's never going to like you. He's never going to be your best friend. You pet the nice doggy. Nice goes to nice. Nasty goes to nasty. You put nasty and nice together, and nasty's always going to win. Because nasty doesn't play by the rules. It doesn't play by the rules. And when you don't play by the rules, any dope knows that. You always played Monopoly with that one kid that always made up his own rule. Oh, no, the racing car doesn't have to pay tax when it lands on the luxury tax. No, I know. And then, you know, so the smart thing to do is take the game and bust it over his head. Really Luigi the guy. Because that's the only language some people understand is the Luigi language. You can be Gandhi to somebody, but if Gandhi don't work, you better bring out the Luigi. If you don't know what I'm talking about, well, then good on you. So that is how this all works. Holding up a little sign saying, oh, that's a false statement. That means nothing. That means nothing. Little signs don't mean nothing. These people only understand one language. Let's go, Luigi. That's the only thing they understand. You know, they these protests are nice, but it's basically our version of thoughts and prayers. You know, I'm just saying it makes you feel good, but you are powerless. You are powerless. So just take it on the chin. and that's the thing. I know one person in particular who's changing his political views because he wants to be on the winning side. How crazy is that? All of a sudden, I'm hearing all this stuff about it. Oh yeah, you know these policies, and then that I'm like, wow, that's how that happens. You know, so you don't always have to be on the winning side to be a winner. And you got to be true to yourself, man. Sure, you get beat up. Sure, where's that bullying at? Because that'd be a good time to tell you about bullying. Because that's all this is. This is just full-on bullying. Where's my bully at? Where's the bully at? Ooh, sarcoma. There you go. I got sarcoma here. They're probably going to pull that PSA. They're probably going to say, you know what? Don't worry about sarcoma. Just the best way. Where's that? Did they get rid of bullying? Oh, my gosh. They got rid of bullying. Did they get rid of bullying? I'm looking for poison. Ah, here it is, bullying. Whew, that was weird for a minute. Here's about bullying. You can put this in your everyday thing. Okay, you witness bullying every day. That's what we're getting. But we're getting bullied. We're getting bullied, and here's how to do it. Okay, first off, you got to tell a trusted adult, well, or a family member, or a member of Congress. Don't bother telling Fetterman. He ain't going to do nothing. A teacher or a coach. Number two, help a person being bullied get away from the situation, a.k.a. move out of the country. There you go. Be a friend of the person being bullied. Yeah, we got to stick together. Set a good example and don't bully others. There, see, you don't join the winning team just because they're the winning team, even though they're breaking all the rules. Set the good example and do not bully others. Thank you. And don't give bullying an audience. And this is the most important part. If everybody would have ignored, you ignore the crazy person on the soapbox and you invalidate him. But the minute this dope start talking and yakking, the news is all over. Whole news cycle. Oh, what did he do? Oh, he pooped his pants today. All right, pooped his pants today. Everybody wear diapers because diapers are okay. Yeah, diapers are fine. And everybody does, put this patch on your ear. All of that stuff. giving bullying an audience, making fun of a disabled reporter, not doing anything about it other than just reporting it and making an audience for the guy. You know, that's how this all works. Yeah, want to see an interesting movie? See Ace in the Hole. I think it's a Billy Wilder film. It's all about that and facing the crowd. Woo! Boy, those two films from like the 1950s don't zero in on what's going on now. I'll tell you that. But needless to say, those are your tips. Because everybody's kind of feeling bullied now. At least some folks. Or some feel like they're on the winning side. You know? And I'll be honest with you, man. We're all going down. That's hilarious. When it's, hey, take that, liberals. Oh, yeah. You mean take Social Security? You mean take away all the FEMA? Take all the stuff that the red states really are, relying on? Take that, liberals. There you go. Yeah. Then people never learn. No. Because it's like believing an invisible man in the sky. You can justify anything. You can justify anything. Well, why is he doing that?
Oh, that's just his plan.
Really? Okay. All right. And for those of you who can't cope, here's the Insane Asylum, Coco Taylor.
Asylum, and I found my baby out there. I said, please come back to me, darling. What in the world are you doing here? The little girl raised up her head. Tears were streaming down from her eyes. And these are the things that the little girl said.
Save me, save me, save me. It's mighty crazy. Rubbing at the same old thing, you know it's crazy. A mighty crazy. It's mighty crazy. You got to keep on rubbing at the same old thing. You know, I met a little girl all shocked out in blue. She saw me rubbing and she started rubbing too. Mighty crazy. Rubbing at the same old thing. You know, I know my little woman so loving. I think her loving so fine. I'm so crazy about the way she started rubbing. Cause every now and then it runs across my mind. At the same old thing. Well, later. At the same old thing. You know, I had some dirty clothes standing by a tub. She pulled down my drawers and then she began to rub. I'm out of crazy. I'm out of crazy. I'm out of crazy. You got to keep on rubbing at the same old thing. It's mighty crazy.
Remote control, and now she's TV crazy. So now she's TV crazy. Hey, that woman's TV crazy, and it's about to drive me insane. Now, day after day, she's in her regular place. In front of that tube, and y'all see the look on her face. That's why the woman looked like she been hypnotized. She's watching the boat, she's watching Miami Vice. She's just TV crazy. She's just TV crazy. Ooh, that woman's TV crazy, and it's about to drive me insane. She walked the Wheel of Fortune and the Twilight Zone. She's digging Johnny Wash's tape and Joan. Star Searching Jeopardy, rerun Fame. She even wants me to go on the Newlywed Game. She's just TV crazy. She's just TV crazy. Hey, that woman's TV crazy, and it's about to drive me.
wait till a commercial comes on. But if you want to, my baby, don't go blind. That's why all that TV got to be wasting her mind. She ain't got a minute for the kids on me. She wants a Dallas. She wants a dynasty. The TV crazy. She's the TV crazy. Hey, that wants TV crazy. And it's about to drive me insane.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, screaming Jay Hawkins, a wonderful natural antidepressant. Screaming Jay, doing Stone Crazy. That was a nice, crazy blues set for you. Yes, Screaming Jay, Stone Crazy. Right before that, Insane, Insane Again, Jay Giles Band. And that's when it was interesting because Jay Giles Band actually kind of was like blues, and they kind of mixed almost a little bit of new wave in their stuff. Yeah, that's a good party band. Jake Giles, good party band, you know? Yeah, and then before that, by request for the Kelv, we are TV Crazy, Little Charlie and the Nightcats. And this dude, man, this dude is a monster. Barence Whitfield and the Savages doing It's Mighty Crazy. And it's an old blues tune. The Cramps did a good version of it, but man, Barence Whitfield never got his due, man. Barence Whitfield, what a dude. And in front of that, Screaming the Coup, Coco Taylor and Willie Dixon doing Insane Asylum. Man, that was a set. See, that's why people listen to blues. That's why people listen to blues when they're down, man. When they feel a little crazy, they put the blues records on. Isn't that fascinating what music does to your brain? You know, it's fascinating. Like, oh, man, everything's a mess. I'm so depressed. I'm so confused. Blues music. That's how that works. Yeah, man. Yeah, I'd be digging that. Got to tell you about some animals. This is another cool thing, man. Another handy tip. Tip number two to stay sane in crazy times. Get yourself a doggy or a giddy. That is correct. Because whether you're a young pup or a seasoned hound or a wild cat, there's a class for everybody in Animal Friends. That's right. They give you petting classes. How to pet those animals. There's how you pet them. There you go. And remember, don't go against the grain of the fur. I say that over and over again. They offer camps for, oh, who cares about kids? Cat massage classes. Now, that's good. Good old cat massage. Cat massage class. I like to sign up for the cat massage class. You do you? Okay. I mean, it makes more sense canine behavior training than cat massage classes. They know better to have cat behavior training. You know, you put a box out and hope the cat pees and poops in it and eats out of the dish. That's the cat's two jobs. You know, some cats can't do that. But I mean, and then why even bother naming a cat? I love cats, but why bother? Very few cats, aside from orange cats, know their names. You could say, and you know, you got about 18,000 different names for your cat. That's way confusing. The one name alone is like, huh? They might raise their head, okay? They might, but, you know, their name should be Jiggle, 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 Jiggle of cat treats. That's pretty much their name. You know, the cat treat bag. Jiggle, 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 Jiggle. Here comes Jiggle, 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 Jiggle. It means cat treats. Yeah. They name your cat like that. There, that's another way to enjoy this precious little time we have without this monster of craziness around us. Because today is all crazy. It is crazy, the crazy show. All songs about crazy because it is part of the American trilogy, the five-part series. This is crazy. Next week is going to be lazy. We're very lazy. I always hate that. Nobody wants to work. They don't finish that sentence. Nobody wants to work for 1,000th of the pay that their boss is getting. They don't finish that one. They don't finish that one. And it's all the workers making all the money. And actually down the line, when I'm done with this, I'm going to be doing the a series called The Egyptian Pyramid of Civilization. And it starts out with like all songs about, you know, the hard workers, slaves, all the people that are just slaves to work, slaves to money, all those people at the bottom. Next one is like, you know, then you get your better paying jobs. Then you get your government jobs, which is going to be at the bottom now. They're pulling that one right out. Government job. Remember that joke? Yeah, close enough for government work. That's not a joke anymore. You know what? This is awesome. I'm going to play the Italian version of They're Coming to Take Me Away. And it is Vancoro e Portarci a by El Bordo. If Johnny's listening, Italian Johnny, if you're listening, this one's for you.
Abbiamo trovato un suono nuovo, più forte degli altri, diverso da tutti, rumore, fracasso, balcano, cacciara da shock.
Sì.
Chitarre, batterie, basso e piatti, gonghi, contro gonghi, vatte, vatte, i cento e mille va. Ma vengono a portarci via, ma vengono a portarci via, oh, via. In una villa dove è sempre bello, piscina, prati, frutta, fiori, farfalle, amici, sedili, dottori, camicia, niente, portarci via. Noi siamo i nuovi artisti del rumore, veri artisti, nessuno sa fare. Adesso che ci siamo noi, nessuno, ma vengono a portarci via, ah, ah, vengono a portarci via, oh, via, ah, in una villa dove è sempre bello, piscina, prati, frutta, fiori, farfalle, amici, bandiere, dottori, camicia, niente, vengono a portarci via. Ah, ah. In quella villa abbiamo trovato gli strumenti adatti per noi, che siamo forchette, cola, brodie, pentoline, tube, casseruole, chi potrà negarci il premio? Oh, ma vogliono mandarci via, ma vogliono mandarci via, oh, io, da quella villa dove è sempre bella piscina, prati, frutta, fiori, farfalle, amici, carriere, cori, amici,
trying to get crazy with SA? Don't you know I'm loco?
Two to one on the flamboyant tip. I'll just toss that ham in the frying pan like spam. Get done when I come and slam. Damn, I feel like no son of Sam. Hectic, next get the chair, got me going like General Electric. And the lights are blinking, I'm thinking it's all over when I go out drinking. Oh, making my mind slow, that's why I don't with a big 4-0. Bro, I got to maintain, cause a like me is gonna take. membrane.
Insane in the brain.
Insane in the membrane.
Insane in the brain.
Insane in the membrane.
Crazy insane, got no brain.
Insane in the membrane. Insane in the brain. Undercover, now it's time for the blubber, blabber. Watch that belly get fatter. Fat boy on a diet, don't try it. I'll jack your ass like a looter in a riot. My sh- bad like a sumo slamming that ass, leaving your face in the grass. Cause you know I don't take Duro lightly. Punk's just jealous cause they can't outright me. Or kick that style wicked wild. Happy face, never seen me smile. Rip that mainframe, I'll explain. A like me is going insane. Insane in the brain, insane in the membrane, insane, insane.
Yeah.
I'm insane for Jesus. I don't know where I get some of this music, to be blunt with you. I've been collecting music for probably... I would say obsessively collecting music for about 40 years. I've been collecting, and so there's so many things that I have. I'm like, well, what's this? This is I'm insane for Jesus? And I play it and go, where did I get that? So I really do believe that some of the things I get are from another dimension. I do believe some of this music I get is from another dimension. I don't ever remember saying, hey, that's a good song, I'll play that sometime. Or, hey, thank you for giving me that tape of that crazy song. Or, hey, look at this record I found for 15 cents. It's just a conglomeration of all of that. There's some things, that's why I love it. It's almost like, you know, almost like, I don't know, like you have so much stuff and it just surprises you, and that's very nice. We heard Insane in the Brain by Richard Cheese. And we heard the crazy laughing yodel by Yodeling Shorty. And what did we start off with? We started off with something else. I don't know what we started off with. Oh, we started off with They're Coming to Take Me Away in Italian. Originally, Gerald, what was the guy's name? Gerald Lawrence was Napoleon the 14th, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. No, Gerald Samuels. Gerald Lawrence Samuels. He died, actually, in March 10th in 2023. I'll be darned. He did They're Coming to Take Me Away, and he actually came out with a second record. It's kind of funny. They just released it not that long ago. I haven't found it yet, but it's called For God's Sake, Stop the Feces. Yeah, and actually, they pulled it off the market when it first came out because it had songs about suicide and songs about rape. How about that? I can't imagine how a record company passed on that. Yep. So there you go. Some guys are just destined to shoot themselves in the foot. But with They're Coming to Take Me Away, that's a huge hit. And I remember that a lot of people get upset about it back then and now. But it's a song. It's a funny song. And the neat thing is, it's a one-chord song. You know? So that made it really easy for all these imitators. Because it was just basically just a drum beat. And a guy just basically, you know, white man rapping, which is pretty sad. White guy rapping, not good. All right, what do we got here? I got to tell you about some stuff. The Deep Blues Hour, man. What's better than an hour of blues? 2 hours of blues. And what's better than that? 17 and a half hours of blues. That's right. Combined into 2 hours. Join Steve every Friday from 3 to 5 for 2 hours of Smashdown into 17 hours of blues every Friday, whatever that means. That's a crazy promo. He's got to change that promo. That promo's crazy. He's crazy. It's 2 hours of blues, 3 to 5. There you go. That's what it should say. It made it all these complicated things here. Forbes Avenue. This is a new show. Tune in to Forbes Avenue, WRCT's newest public affair. Oh, it's a public affairs program. That's neat. You know, the thing is, this is where I would get in real big trouble if I decided to ever do a public affairs program. You know? Yeah, bad enough with this. I kind of padded all my yelling and stuff and my unique perspective on things. Padded all with music and crazy stuff. But man, if it's straight up me yakking at you, you better believe, man, the fuzz are going to be on me. Here, engaging guests talk about the arts, see social issues. That's easy. Intriguing topics with a focus, hocus pocus on Pittsburgh. Meet some fascinating people along the way. That's Forbes Avenue. That's Tuesdays at 8:30 a.m. right here on RCD. That's another reason why I ain't got to know, public affairs program. Got to get up early in the morning. It's getting up for doing this. Bad enough. Getting up at the crack of 9 o'clock. Ugh, that's for chumps. So, back to where we were right here. Crazy show. Can you believe it's coming up on noon o'clock already, man? And so far, it's kind of one of these shows where I'm playing all the tunes. Like, yeah, that's a good one. Oh, man, that's a good tune. That's good. So, yeah, so this is a very solid musical show. The Crazy Show. All songs about craziness, insanity, and because it is what this country really excels at. It's not even, like I'm saying, it's not even fun crazy. It's dangerous crazy. It's like, I don't know what that guy's going to do, man. He's crazy. Rather than, I don't know what that guy's going to do, man. He's crazy. That difference. Check this out. Love is tune, the Big Six, doing Slade's classic, Mama, We're All Crazy Now. stays up on your brain.
A fool. crazy fever. I got in some sleep at night, I'm lying in my bed. The minute that I shut my eyes, well, there she's in my head. And when I go to sleep, no, no, not quite yet. I woke up from dreaming in a Frenchy Cold Swag.
Crazy mixed up world. Crazy mixed up world.
That set of crazy was groovy, cool roots rockabilly. So that's kind of nice how that set was all like rockers. And that was Crazy Mixed Up World by Ray Kondo. Oh, man, Ray Kondo, what a dude that guy was from Canada. And his Hard Rock Goners with Crazy Mixed Up World. We heard Crazy Fever by High Noon, great rockabilly band. And then we heard You Drive Me Crazy, Shakin' Stevens. That was actually kind of a hit in England. You could tell that's got Dave Edmunds production all over it. Shakin' Stevens, You Drive Me Crazy. That was a fun MTV video, if you ever saw that. And then we started off with that monster tune by the Big Six. Big Six was incredible rockabilly band. And that was Mama, We're All Crazy. Now, and today's show is all about crazy. And this is kind of like and that's the thing is, so everybody, we're like in this big bus together, okay? And the driver is crazy. You know, we're all in this bus together. So ever get in the car with somebody and they're like drunk or nuts or mad and they're driving like a maniac and they're going outside the road and they're passing people around and you're just like this helpless passenger. And no matter what you say, they're not listening to you because they got the radio cranked up, you know, and they're listening to Insane in the Brain, the Cypress Hill version. And they're driving around like a maniac and you're like this hapless passenger. You know, and swerving. Well, don't worry. There's like millions of people in this car. There's millions of people getting taken for a ride. You know, sadly, it's like, you know, they're going to, you know, rob you and throw you on the side of the road before all is said and done. So be prepared, but enjoy your life where you got it today. So this next section of crazy is by crazy people. First up, Van, these are both Paul and the store, DVD store. Both of these people have crazy people in them. Van Morrison doing Crazy Face. We're going to play that. Van Morrison, out of his mind crazy. Out of his mind crazy. I think he's going to be taking Dr. Fauci's job in this next administration. But Van Morrison, just out. I mean, to think that this guy wrote such incredible songs. You know, Moon Dance and Crazy Love, which I'm going to play Crazy Face instead, and Tupelo Honey, and Gloria. Amazing songs. But crazy as a crazy man. He's crazy as a crazy man. And we're going to be doing that. And then we're going to be playing something by the band Little Feat, which has Crazy Man Pedophile Ray Estrada, and he is in jail now till 2037. I think he'll turn like 98. I don't think he's going to make it to the end of his sentence. Like multiple sex offender. I mean, that stuff, I mean, and I hate when they point fingers there. That guy, I think he's dead. This dude's been proven in court. Like three times this guy's been nailed. So, yeah, man, that's crazy. So there you be. So here we go. This is the crazy songs by some people that are crazy. Crazy Face, Crazy Van Morrison. Kind of looks like Charlie Manson on the cover of this.
All the people were waiting for a Crazy Face. He said he'd meet them at his favorite place. Said, ladies and gentlemen, the prince is late. Early stood outside the churchyard gate. And Polly struck on his 38 and said, I'll get him from Jesse James.
trucks high and a smile on his face. He said, ladies and gentlemen, Jesse James.